All right. Hey, do hey. Welcome back to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm super excited about this because it literally just came up. And it's something that is we need to talk about. And I know this is going to be just like the very first step in many more to come for you. But it was a big realization for me. And just came up again. So here's the thing. I've recently been talking more about my boyfriend, and he likes to work out as well, which is something that we very much bond on. And I have a very different approach than him. He is still very much in the bodybuilder style training, which is like training specific muscle groups and like combining them together, doing like the basic workouts and things like that to gain mass and size and all of that stuff, which I still love to do as well. But what we will talk about later on, getting to that point, but we were just chit-chatting. I'm going to have to tell him about this too. As of right now, he doesn't know I'm recording this. But we were just chit-chatting. He's been sick and thinking about training legs, and I always give him crap because he doesn't train legs. Anyone who is listening to this, please train legs. It is good for your soul and your whole being and your whole body. Just train your body. Work out. Train your body. And we'll talk about exactly like what you should be doing, how to do it, what's going to be best for you, and all of that stuff. But he was thinking about training legs, which is something he never does. I am becoming a very good influence on him. But one of the things that we were going back and forth with is I said, well, this is a very good sign. And there's always a way to balance out what it is that you're looking to do, because he was saying he was looking to like switch things up and incorporate some different kind of training in and things like that. And again, I'll tell him, but it'll be fine. This is the text that he said. I still struggle with the mentality a bit because I always think that there is an optimal way to do everything, even though I know consistency is the biggest thing. Here is the fun fact, friends. Okay, the missing link to your workout to find the literal best workout for you, which I just Googled because I know that we've all done this. And I've done this too. I've done this when I was a personal trainer, when I was a fitness instructor, when people would come to me for tips and tricks and ideas on what to do, I would still Google what the best workout was because I didn't trust that I knew what it was. I didn't trust all of my knowledge, all of my experience, because I've been lifting weights consistently since I was a sophomore in high school, before I would go to school, before I would go to like track practice and stuff like that. So I've been doing it for a solid 10 years. I've been like in the fitness world and exercising and like being consistent and exploring. And yes, there have been times that there have been like major growth and major like up levels and changes and things like that to get to where I am today and with the mindset that I am, but I have a good vast knowledge of exercising, that what it takes to build muscle, that what it takes to be an athlete, but I would still struggle with believing that. So I just Googled the best workouts, and I know that I've done this before, and I have a Pinterest board of this as well, which I have been sharing more of my thoughts on as well. So if you're interested, follow me on Pinterest. I'm on all the social medias now. But the best workout is, if you type this into Google, you'll get the best workout for weight loss, for muscle gain, for beginners, for advanced, for specific body parts. So this could be for chest, for legs, for butt, for arms. The best workout for belly fat, the best workout to get a thigh gap. I even found one for the best workout for your star sign. Okay, this is where, excuse me, but this is where the bullshit comes in. Because spoiler alert, there is no best workout. There is none. Just like with my picture of 100 diets, I did have a picture of 100 workouts and like exercise routines. I feel like I lost that in my many moves I've had this past year. So sadly that is gone. But there, just like diets, there are so many workout programs and so many courses and group plans and fad workouts. And I mean, Beachbody has their archive of so many different things. And then they bring in all these other athletes that create workouts for them as well. So there is literally hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of workouts out there, and they all have successes and they all have failures. They all have increased people's lives, and they have also injured people's lives. Every single workout out there has successes and failures, and that is just the same as diets. There is no one specific thing that works for everybody, and here's why. The only reason certain things work for certain people is that they believe and they like it. They believe it's going to work for them and they like it too. That's why they're able to stick with it. That's why it's become not an issue for them. They're willing to take the time to look at the ingredients, and if they're like, so for vegans, for instance, which I borderline am, but I don't want to talk about it because like if my grandma makes pie and there's like eggs and milk in it, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to eat it because it's delicious. Okay. That is a whole other podcast, but I'm sure I've talked about it as well. But, they're not going to think twice about like reading the back of a label to make sure that there's nothing in there that is going to go against their diet that they're on. Veganism is something else that is kind of more of a belief and a lifestyle that you're living, but just on the diet aspect of it, you're not thinking about like the sacrifices you have to make, or even the keto diet too. Like people that do it don't think about what they can or can't have, or they make up their own rules too, which I think is so good. And people that just are healthy, they know what healthy foods are, they know what foods aren't necessarily, and that's going to be things that are more processed. Just fun fact, you can't go around it. Anything that is more processed is not necessarily good for you, even if it's a health food. Just because, not what we're talking about here, but they're not thinking about how it like is something that they have to do extra of. And the more you do it, the less you got to think about it, because it just becomes a part of who you are. And there's no stress and there's no struggle and there's no forcing it, because you just do it because you like it. You like how you feel doing it. You like how your body is reacting to it. You like how your mentality has changed because of it. And exercise very much directly affects that. It has chemical changes in your body, which makes you feel good after a workout. And it like gives off your happy hormones. So it's something that's good for you. And if you are working out and you are forcing it and you're struggling and you're hating it and it just seems mundane, and this is something too that I very much focus on with my clients, because all the people that I work with are not beginners in this. They have done all of the diets. They have done all of the workouts. So they know what to do, but they have done so many. And just like what I've been talking about with Colton, my boyfriend, is you know so much that it's a problem, because you know so much that you don't believe that what you know is enough. Because there's always going to be something else out there. There's always going to be new scientific studies if you're into that, or there's going to be new trends, or that person that you follow that you really, really like is going to come out with a new workout routine. So of course you have to do that, because it cancels out everything else that they've done. And this is the new big and better thing. And they're so excited about it that you got to do it, because everything else leading up to this was just shit. It just didn't matter. It didn't work. You got to keep going with it. And that's not the case. What it comes down to is realizing and remembering what it is that you were doing this for. Why are you working out? It's as simple as that. And no, it is not because you want to lose weight, even though that can be a very big thing. And I've been seeing a lot of people promoting the like health at every size thing and body positivity, which I think is very good, but it can also be very damaging as well, because it is masking the fact that if you are overweight, and if you are very excessively overweight, and this isn't just the 10 or 15 pounds that most people are promoting, we do have a large, vast majority of our society that is very overweight and obese or borderline, and not in the good way, because I've definitely been borderline obese, but that is just because of my muscle makeup, and BMI doesn't take into account of that, but a large majority of our society. Take yourself out of the equation if you are bodybuilding or anything like that. Oh, there's so many riffs I can go on with this, but I gotta stay focused. But the reason you want to work out is going to be more than just wanting to lose the weight, even if you are very overweight. It is going to be the fact that you want to do very simple things that most of our society takes for granted that you can't do. Like putting on your shoes and socks, going up a flight of stairs without losing your breath, going to family get-togethers and sitting in the chairs and not having to think about like if it's going to fit you. And it can be things that people that just need to lose a couple pounds that need, and that is just having confidence and feeling good in their clothes and not having to feel like they need to suck in their stomach all the time and not thinking that people are judging them or looking at them weirdly just because of who they are and what they look like and what their body is and everything like that, and feeling like they don't have a voice or they can't do certain things, or no one is going to love them until they have this shape, until they have this size, until they have this idea of perfectionism that is plastered all over media, that is shared online, that is shared in magazines and on the covers of every single product that is out there. And even the ones that are more realistic, they're going to be airbrushed, they're going to look better, they're going to have the right lighting. And there have been other people too that will do the test of the before and after pictures where they literally take them the exact same day, but they change the lighting, they sculpt things a little bit better, they have them stand and pose with more confidence, and it's as easy as that. It's really as easy as that. So if everything is true, and yet everything is a lie, what do you have to lose? It comes down to you and finally taking ownership of what it is that you want and not expecting anyone else to do it, to tell you. It's actually taking ownership of your life and realizing that you are in charge and realizing you do have a say. And sometimes that is not what we want to be doing, because we don't want to take ownership of our life. Because by doing that, we are saying that we have let it get to this point. This point of frustration, this point of deprivation, this point of lack of self-worth, and not believing that we are as awesome and beautiful and important as we really are. And that's a lot to take a hold of. So it becomes so much more than just wanting to lose weight, than just wanting to work out, knowing that I should do this, but do I really want to? Because for a large chunk of us, it is more than just needing and wanting to get healthy and knowing we should. It's about taking ownership with the fact that we've let it get this far, that we have let our self-worth drain as much as it has and let outside sources dictate our happiness for up to this point. Yes, that can be a big burden to take on. That can be a lot to deal with, and we don't want to be alone with ourselves. That's why we have so many other distractions out there. That's why meditation has been such a big thing, because so many people are afraid of being alone with themselves. And especially at night, that's when your mind is able to wander, because you're finally going to sleep. And most of us need some kind of TV or radio or music to distract us, so our mind doesn't wander too much and bring up all the things that we did wrong that day and all the things that we aren't and all the things that we need to work on. And it just becomes more and more and more validation that we don't know what we're doing, that we aren't enough, and that we need somebody else to tell us, that we can't figure it out ourselves. But you can. You totally, totally, 100% can. So here's how you find the best workout. And this is what the best workout is. It is the one that you can stick to without question. It is the one that is flexible, that if you miss, you don't feel like you wasted your entire day. It is the one that fully encompasses why you're doing what you're doing. And it's one that you can look forward to. So for me, my training is a mixture of CrossFit and bodybuilding and walks and where I work and existing and resting and enjoying my life. Whereas before, it had to be weight training every single day, breaking down the body parts or trying to follow a program and seeing if that got me what it is that I wanted to get. It was trying to find the best thing and incorporating all these other workout routines that I didn't enjoy because I thought that it was going to get me what I wanted to get because what I was doing wasn't enough. And that's another big thing, is you're never, ever enough doing what it is that you're doing. You always got to find something else to do. You always got to find something else to add in because you want to get farther and better and bigger and faster and stronger and all those other good things. But if you find something and if you create something that you truly do enjoy, that's all that matters. You don't need to do the thing that is going to get you a six-pack if, in all honesty, once you start doing the self-work and really asking yourself why you're doing what you're doing, if a six-pack really isn't that important to you, honestly, really isn't that important to you other than, like, the aesthetics of it, then why are you following all of these things that say that this is how you get a six-pack? Because you think that's what you want. For me, I've realized that I want to be more athletic. I want to be able to do more things. And part of my coaching and my programs is going to be more masterminds and more one-on-one work where we do a competition and we do different things that increase the athleticism and really change and put a strain on what it is that you believe fitness is. Because there are so many women out there that have done fitness and exercising in extreme, extreme ways, and that's the only way that they think that of themselves as athletic or as important. So what I do is I change that. We do all of the mindset work. We switch it up. We find training that they really enjoy, and then I prove to them that it's not about all or nothing. It's about enjoying life and seeing what you can do with that life. So some of my one-on-one clients, when they sign up for a year, there is a competition involved in that. It is not a bodybuilding competition or anything like that. That goes against what it is that we are trying to do. But it is something that can be more of a run or a bike race or a CrossFit competition or something fun like that, where I show them that by living their life, by changing what it is that they truly believe of as health, can still get them to do that. Because it doesn't take elite and extreme athletes to sign up for these kind of competitions and to do these kind of fitness feats. It's changing the way that you look at it to be, what can I do? Not what they do and what I need to do in order to do that, but what can I do? And what do I want to do? So I want to be an athlete. So whenever my masterminds decide on what it is, what competition we're going to do, or whenever my private clients decide what they want to be doing, then we focus on that. So I want to be able to run a mile and not feel like I'm dying. So I need to change my mindset around that, and I need to find a fun way to do it, because the typical way of doing it doesn't work for me. So I need to find a better way to do it. I need to find a better way to do my CrossFit workouts that I don't feel guilty for not taking 3 classes a week, which is what my membership is, but knowing that what I am doing is plenty and more than enough for what it is that I want to do. Because I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm not working out for anyone else. I'm not working out for my coaches or for my the people that I work out with, or for my boyfriend or for my family or anything like that. I'm working out for me because I have an idea of what it is that I want to do, what I want my life to look like, and fitness helps me get there. It helps me to become more flexible and to feel better in my body, so I add things that will help me with that, and I make it in a way that I want to do it. So if yoga is something that you feel you want to add in but you can't find anything that works for you, try it at home. Try out different classes and know that just because one didn't work doesn't mean they all don't. You need to really take charge of your life and of your health and not settle and sacrifice just because it's convenient or you feel like that's the only thing. We live in a world, in a society, where there are more than enough options out there. You just need to be willing to do the work and find the best one for you that isn't going to sacrifice what it is that you want to do, how you want to feel, which is very important, and the goals that you're going for. And that's why there's balance in everything. There really is. As much of a swear word as I feel that that is, and I thought it was for so long too, no balance, like struggle through, make it work for a better tomorrow. You can make a better tomorrow while still living the best life today, by still enjoying today. And you do deserve that. You do, because you are so worthy, you are so important, and you are so worth feeling worthy and enough right now. No matter where you're at or what you're doing or what your environment is or who's in your life or who isn't, what you look like or don't, you are worth feeling important now. Because once you do start feeling important, once you do start feeling worthy and validated and like the rock star that you want to feel like in the future, you start taking those steps that will get you there even more so. This is something that I have been working on in other areas of my life, but just unknowingly, it's been what I've done. And that is knowing and being the person that I want to be in the future. And that's when it all comes into place. That's when I realize that all of my work that I've been doing has led me to be able to do 5 pull-ups unassisted. That's a big thing for me when I couldn't pull myself up more than once, and that was a struggle and embarrassing. It's about putting in the work and realizing how important you are, and that there is no one specific thing that is going to get you there. The thing that's going to get you there is the time and effort that you put in, and the belief that you are enough for what it is that you want to feel and be like. Because it's so much more than a number on the scale. It's so much more than that. It's about living and being and doing what it is that is going to get you there. About feeling the way that you want to feel in the future and taking those feelings and feeling them now. And believing that you are worth it and knowing that it will come and it will happen. So, the best workout is the one that you enjoy the most. The one that is flexible, that works for you, and doesn't come with any shame, guilt, frustration, or any kind of emotional attachment, other than a happy, good feeling afterwards. So, I hope that clears it up for you. I know it's not as specific, it's not the 5 things for a stronger core or the 30-day squat challenge for a bigger butt. It's nothing like that. If you enjoy doing those things, then keep doing it. But if you believe that's the only way, excuse my voice, if you believe that's the only way to work out and that's the only thing that's going to get you there, then I'm sad to say, my friend, it is not. You are forever going to be looking for something else. So it's time to take charge, it's time to take ownership, and realize that you have the keys to do it all. It just comes down to finding your why, getting really deep with yourself, and realizing what it is that you were doing all of this for. So as of right now, I do have my Finding Your Worth Without the Scale 2-month private coaching program open. If you are interested in that, please feel free. My voice is going, oh no! Feel free to message me and reach out. I am putting this out on the very first day of October, and it is closing on the 5th, which is going to be this Saturday. If you are listening to this later on, feel free to message me. And if spots are open, I would love to chit-chat and make sure that this is going to help you out exactly how I want it to, and that you are ready exactly how you want to be for it. And so on and so forth. But I hope this does, if anything else, just give you a little bit of permission to go against the grain and maybe a little bit of relief that, yes, you do know what it is. Even though I don't know who you are specifically that is listening to this, I know you know enough in order to create what it is that you want to do. Even if you have no fitness background at all, you know what it's going to take in order to get what it is that you want to get. And maybe that is just reaching out to somebody else and asking for help to get started. It can be as simple as that, and it can be as simple as throwing away your rule book of things that do and don't work based on other people's opinions and you not having tried them out yourself. And it can be as simple as that. But, yeah, I hope you have a great day. I've got nothing else to say on this. I am going to text Colton and tell him that he's part of a podcast idea. And I think we're going to hang out later. So enjoy your day. It is a beautiful rainy day for me, and I am fully enjoying it. And when I am recording this, it is basically my Saturday. And I just want to share with you that my Saturday is filled with resting, is filled with Christmas lights on my window, and is filled with me in pajama days and not stressing about if I go to the gym or not, because that was something in the past that would literally take my entire day away. Even if I said, I don't need to work out today, all day long I would feel guilty if I didn't, and my day would just be ruined. So this has been a big thing for me, knowing that rest days are fine, that rest days are okay. And a lot of the times I still end up crawling to the gym just because I want to. So it is possible to get rid of those fears and those emotions and those shames around fitness and health in order to make it something that really is enjoyable and really is something that you don't have to think about. So on that note, again, enjoy your day, no matter what it is, if it's a work day or a chill day like it is for me. And I hope this helps you. I hope you really take it to heart. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, because that's literally what it is. Just me dumping my verbiage out into the world for you to listen to through your ear holes. So have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Bye-bye.